So tonight's message is about be on the lookout. And I say be on the lookout because at some point while you're studying for the bar, you're going to run into someone else who's in the same exact shoes as you. And the crazy thing is you can miss it because you've got your head so far down under the rock, being a hermit or whatever you want to call it, because you have decided that your performance on the bar exam is more important than anybody else's performance because, I mean, they're not going to give the license to both of y'all. They're going to give the license to the person with the qualifying score. And if that's not both of y'all, y'all both not qualifying. But I implore you to look or seek out or be open to finding people who might be studying for the bar at the same time you are. And I give this example or this assertion because one of the best bar study mates that I've had so far in this bar process, though I have friends who I have studied with before, I don't necessarily recommend it unless it's someone who is in a similar headspace. And I know we've talked about this before. So you have to remember, headspace means they're at the same level of anxiety as you are. They're the same level of energy as you are. And they're also at the same level of mutual respect as you are. Not every time you get and study with people do they, you know, respect your opinion. Sometimes I don't respect people's opinion. And those are not good people to study with. When I say study, I mean somebody that you vibe with, you get along with. It's almost like you need to study with somebody who understands you and your way, but also doesn't decide to, you know, conversate with you or have side conversations while you're studying for the bar. You can have a few every now and then. I'm not saying you can't have no fun with your study partner, but I met my study partner while I was working out at the gym one day. And the crazy thing is we bonded because we went to the same alma mater, HU, you know. But that's Howard for you folks that don't know about Howard, the real HU. Hampton will be denied, but that's for another day. But I met her and she mentioned to me that she was studying for the bar and she was studying for the bar the same time I was studying for the bar. And the crazy thing is all I did was send her the information to join this course that I've decided to embark on and take and, you know, get extra practice along with my bar prep. Well, we ended up being in the class together for a little while, but after a while, like, she kind of came up to me and said, hey, we got to study together. Like, it wasn't like we started out that way. And usually you might not start out that way with your friends or whatever studying together, but somewhere in there, something clicks for one of you. And usually, if you're usually the one who's asking for study groups, just wait. Wait for somebody else to invite you. Because when they do, it'll be a real accountability partnership to take this bar. Y'all are mutual encouragers to each other, but at the same time, y'all working for the same concerted goal. There's not these lofty dreams that you both have. There's not this idealistic view of yourself. There is this assertion and commonality and camaraderie between you two. You're going to pass this exam, and you're going to pass it by holding one another accountable. Even if that means you stay longer than they stay, or they stay longer than you stay. The thing of the matter is you both find a common place and you say, we're going to be there. We're going to commit to this day and this time. Those are things that you have to use to help discipline yourself to study for the bar. So you got to be on the lookout. You know, you're studying for this bar, but no one, I repeat, no one was meant to do any great feat by themselves. God does not enable us to do these things by ourselves. And sometimes we just put it all up on our shoulders and decide that God wants you to fight this battle alone. God put present help people in your area. All you got to do is be on the lookout. You got to be on the lookout. So when you're studying for this bar, when you're getting ready to amp up, you need to be on the lookout. Somebody out here taking the same bar you are. Somebody out here got the same personality that you do. And somebody out here will mutually respect you the same way, but you ain't gonna find them if you're not on the lookout. God says be open to the blessings that he has coming your way. You have to perceive the things that he places in front of you. You have to be in the realm of sight. So I say all that to say, continue to be on the lookout because this bar exam is about more than just you. Thank you for listening.